Hello, and welcome to this A-Level Mathematics Study podcast on vectors. I'm here to help you master one of the most visual and powerful topics in your course. Whether you're working through practice questions or revising for your exams, this episode will give you the confidence to tackle any vector problem that comes your way. Today, we're covering AQA specification 0.3.12 vectors in 2 and 3 dimensions. We'll explore position vectors, displacement, magnitude calculations, and those crucial geometric proofs involving collinearity and parallel vectors. By the end of this session, you'll understand exactly what examiners are looking for and how to earn every available mark. So grab a pen and paper if you can, and let's dive into the world of vectors. Let's start with the fundamentals. A vector is a quantity that has both magnitude and direction. Unlike scalars, which are just numbers, vectors tell us not only how much, but which way. Think of it like giving directions. Saying walk 5 kilometers isn't enough. You need to know which direction to walk. In A-level maths, you'll work with vectors in 2 main forms. First, there's component form using I, j, and k notation. The vector 3i plus 4j means 3 units in the x direction and 4 units in the y direction. When we add the k component, we're working in 3-dimensional space. For example, 2i minus 3j plus 5k represents a vector in 3D space. The second form is column vectors, written as a vertical arrangement of numbers. The vector with components 3 and 4 would be written as a column with 3 on top and 4 below. This is exactly equivalent to 3i plus 4j, just a different notation. You need to be comfortable switching between both forms. Now, position vectors are absolutely crucial. If O is the origin and A is a point in space, then the position vector of A, written as vector OA, or just lowercase a, tells us how to get from the origin to point A. This is fundamental because every point in space can be described by its position vector. Here's where students often lose marks. Displacement vectors. The vector from point A to point B is written as vector AB, and it equals B minus A. That's destination minus start. Let me say that again because it's so important. AB equals B minus A, not A minus B. The order matters. If you get this wrong, your vector will point in the opposite direction and you'll lose marks immediately. Let's talk about magnitude. The magnitude of a vector is its length, how far it reaches. For a 2D vector with components x and y, the magnitude is the square root of x squared plus y squared. This is just Pythagoras' theorem. For 3D vectors, we extend this. The magnitude of a vector with components x, y, and z is the square root of x squared plus y squared plus z squared. Examiners award one method mark for correctly squaring all components, including negative ones, and another accuracy mark for the final answer. Vector addition follows the triangle law. If you place vectors tip to tail, the resultant vector goes from the start of the first to the end of the last. Algebraically, you just add corresponding components. So if vector A is 2i plus 3j and vector B is I minus 4j, then A plus B equals 3i minus j. Simple component-wise addition. Scalar multiplication is equally straightforward. If you multiply a vector by a scalar, you multiply each component by that number. So 3 times the vector 2i plus j equals 6i plus 3j. The direction stays the same, but the magnitude changes. Now here's a key exam concept, parallel vectors. Two vectors are parallel if one is a scalar multiple of the other. So if vector A equals 2i plus 4j and vector B equals 4i plus 8j, then B equals 2 times A, which means they're parallel. Examiners will often give you two vectors with an unknown constant and ask you to find the value that makes them parallel. You set up equations by equating coefficients of I, j, and k separately. Collinearity is another high-value exam topic. 3 points, A, B, and C, are collinear, meaning they lie on the same straight line if the vectors AB and AC are parallel and they share a common point. You must show both conditions. Many candidates lose marks by only showing the vectors are scalar multiples without stating they share point A. Right, let's talk exam technique. Vectors questions typically carry 4 to 6 marks, so you should spend about 5 to 7 minutes on each one. Always start by drawing a sketch, even for 3D problems. A good diagram helps you visualize the path and avoid errors. The most common mistake? Subtracting vectors in the wrong order. Remember, AB equals B minus A, destination minus start. Write this down, memorize it, tattoo it on your brain. Second common error, forgetting to square negative components when calculating magnitude. If you have the vector 3i minus 4j, the magnitude is the square root of 3 squared plus negative 4 squared, which equals the square root of 9 plus 16, not 9 minus 16. That negative sign disappears when you square. Third mistake, omitting vector notation. In your written work, always underline vector symbols or draw arrows over them. If you write A without notation, the examiner might think you mean a scalar, and you could lose marks for lack of clarity. Command words matter. If the question says prove or show that, you must provide a complete logical argument. If it says find, show your method clearly. And if it says state, a brief answer is sufficient, but make sure it's precise. For collinearity proofs, use this structure. First, calculate both vectors. Second, show one is a scalar multiple of the other. Third, explicitly state they share a common point. Therefore, the points are collinear. That's the full argument examiners want to see. Let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause briefly, then give the answer. Question one, what is the formula for the magnitude of a 3D vector with components x, y, and z? Answer, the square root of x squared plus y squared plus z squared. Question two, if a and b are points with position vectors a and b, what is the vector ab? Answer, ab equals b minus a. Question three, when are two vectors parallel? Answer, when one is a scalar multiple of the other. Question four, what two conditions must be met for three points to be collinear? Answer, the vectors between them must be parallel and they must share a common point. Question five, how do you add two vectors in component form? Answer, add the corresponding components separately. How did you do? If you got them all, brilliant. If not, go back and review those sections. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the essential concepts for AQA, A-level vectors, position vectors, displacement using B minus A, magnitude calculations using Pythagoras in 3D, vector addition and scalar multiplication, parallel vectors as scalar multiples, and collinearity proofs requiring both parallel vectors and a common point. Remember the key exam techniques. Always draw a sketch, watch your vector subtraction order, square all components, including negatives, when finding magnitude, and use proper vector notation throughout. Vectors is a topic where practice really does make perfect. Work through plenty of past paper questions, focusing on those geometric proofs and magnitude problems. The more you practice, the more automatic these techniques become. Thank you so much for listening. Keep practicing, stay confident, and remember, you've got this. Good luck with your revision and your exams. Until next time, happy studying.